You're listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old earth. So, if you're like me and you like a little ukulele, tune in to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 10 p.m. or find us later in the archive at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Partners for Climate Action, a nonprofit that supports ecological health and climate action in the Hudson Valley. PCA now offers a new training and grant program called Funding Futures, Together We Decide. The program assists communities in running listening campaigns in order to identify environmental priorities. Applicants must be based in Columbia, Greene, Dutchess, Ulster, Putnam, or Orange counties and be from or have a willing partner at a tax-exempt organization able to receive the grant money. The application is due on May 23rd. Learn more and apply at climateactionhv.org/fundingfutures.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rebecca Borland of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
For centuries, it's been debated which came first, the chicken or the egg. But more importantly, how do you fry the perfect egg? What's the key to successfully soft and hard-boiling eggs? And how do you make the fluffiest scrambling? Today on Cooking School, I'll teach you all that, plus the easy-to-master technique for making a classic omelet, and everything you need to know to prepare an extraordinary frittata.
According to the American Egg Board, Americans consume roughly 45 billion eggs per year. That doesn't surprise me because eggs are among the simplest and most versatile ingredients in one's kitchen. Bee boils any length of time or they will turn rubbery and dry. Once it comes to a cover it, turn off the heat, and put your timer on for 13 minutes. That's for a large egg. I always like to roll the egg a little bit just to make sure that the yolks are suspended evenly in the shell. The green ring that develops in an overcooked hard-boiled egg, and you know what that looks like, is the result of a chemical reaction between iron and sulfur around the yolk. And heat speeds up the reaction to form green iron sulfide. So if you're going to just boil your hard-boiled eggs, you're going to get greener yolks than you desire. So you see the water is just coming to the boil. Turn it off, cover, and and set your timer for 13 minutes. Now, soft boiling. Okay, let's do soft boiling. We're going to do it in the pot. So if you want a soft boiled egg, 3 minutes. If you want at 212 degrees. If you want a slightly firmer yolk, 4 minutes. And if you want a really harder yolk, 6 minutes. I like about a 4 minute egg. I always have, and I probably always will. So this is just coming to a boil. Let's test the temperature of the water and see where it is. 212, just at a boil, and put in your eggs. And again, use a spider like this or a slotted spoon. The eggs have to be submerged, very important. And now cover and turn off the heat for 4 minutes. Now, depending on how you like to serve your eggs, we can talk about that a little bit. I love egg cups, and these are called soldiers or cubes of toast. This is brioche toast. Very nice to dip into the soft yolk. And I love eating my eggs with either a steel spoon or a bone spoon, as opposed to a silver spoon, which may taste like it's oxidizing in the sulfurous material of the egg yolk. And the other way that's very nice to serve is in a shallow bowl with white bread toast, again, with a non-reactive teaspoon. Both very nice ways to serve a soft-boiled egg. Okay, that's 4 minutes. Our soft-boiled eggs should be the way I like them. And now you can just remove the eggs. Just remove them to a cloth on your counter or to a plate. And you can break this right in half. Look how beautifully cooked this egg is. Use a steel spoon to take the egg out of the shell. It looks like the white is the same doneness as the yolk. So you can serve that. Eat it immediately. Of course, don't forget freshly ground black pepper.
Marshall's buyers are detail up.
Child, you know, the egg can be your best friend if you just give it the right break. And I'm not talking just about breakfast eggs, but eggs for brunch, eggs for lunch, eggs for appetizers, for company, and eggs for elegance. Now take, for instance, l'œuf au cocotte, or eggs baked in little dishes like this, or little, these are called little ramekins. You can use a cute little French thing like this in fireproof porcelain with a tail on it. Or here's a little miniature souffle dish. And here is just an ordinary little oven-proof glass dish. And this is a little miniature Charlotte mold. But you can use any kind of a little baking dish that you like. And these are very quickly done, as you see. You set them in a pan of simmering water. And then depending on the size of your dish, you break one or two eggs in. And I've put, you have about a half tablespoon of butter in the bottom of each dish. And then break the egg in. Whenever you're doing baked eggs, you have to cook them in a pan of water in the oven. Otherwise, if you just put them in naked into the oven, that intense oven heat would harden them up and make them not cook very evenly. And then you can either cook them perfectly plain. You could use these for breakfast perfectly well, which would be nice, or you can put all kinds of nice things in with them. One of the simplest things would be to put in a little bit of fresh cream. So put in about a tablespoon or two of heavy cream, and then a little bit of pepper. You don't want to be careful not to salt.
Typically round or oval in shape and have a hard outer shell that encloses the yolk and egg white inside. The egg is a nutrient-rich source of proteins, vitamins, and minerals and is often used as a cooking ingredient. Characteristic of an egg. The unique characteristic of an egg is its shape. It is a nearly perfect oval shape, with one end being slightly larger than the other. This shape allows it to be stacked and stored easily. Additionally, eggs are one of the few foods that contain all 9 essential amino acids, making them a complete source of protein. Creatures such as birds, reptiles, amphibians, fish, and certain insects lay eggs. Birds typically build nests to lay their eggs in, and reptiles, amphibians, and fish bury their eggs in the ground or lay them in the water. Insects such as beetles and butterflies lay their eggs directly on the food that the larvae will feed on once they hatch. The eggs of these creatures vary in size, shape, color, and number depending on the species. Creatures such as birds, reptiles, amphibians, fish, and certain insects lay eggs. is composed of various components, including the eggshell, egg white, yolk, and the chalazion. The eggshell is a protective outer layer made of calcium carbonate. The egg white, also known as the albumin, is a clear, viscous liquid that contains mostly water and proteins. The yolk is the inner, yellow-colored part of the egg and contains most of the egg's fat and protein. Finally, the chalazion are two thick, spiral cords that anchor the yolk in the center of the egg. Let's discuss the components. 1. Shell. The eggshell is a protective outer layer of the egg that is made of calcium carbonate. 2. Albumin. In general, it's egg white. The albumin is the egg white and is made up of protein, vitamins, and minerals. 3. Chalaza. The chalaza are the two spiral bands of tissue that anchor the yolk in the center of the egg. 4. Yolk. The yolk is the yellow, nutrient-rich center of the egg. It contains all the fat and cholesterol in the egg. 5. Air cell. The air cell is the small pocket of air found at the broad end of the egg. As the egg ages, the air cell increases in size, which may vary depending on the eggs. What is the difference between egg yolk and egg whites? Egg yolks are a nutrient-dense, yellow-orange center of an egg. High in protein, fat, and cholesterol, and contain most of the egg's vitamins and minerals. Egg whites are the clear liquid surrounding the yolk. They are mostly composed of water and protein, and contain very little fat or cholesterol. What is the biological structure of an egg? An egg is a reproductive cell, a cell responsible for transmitting DNA to the next generation, produced by female animals. It comprises of an outer layer called the shell, a thin membrane, a thick albumin, and the vitellin membrane, which contains the yolk. The yolk is the food source for the developing embryo. It is surrounded by two distinct layers of egg white, which contain proteins that give the egg its structure. The eggshell is made of calcium carbonate and is permeable to air and water. The egg is fertilized internally or externally, depending on the animal species. What are the top 5 facts about eggs? 1. Eggs are one of the oldest and most versatile ingredients.
Dark or reddish-hued breeds of chicken that lay white eggs. There are even black hens that lay white eggs. And the same thing happens the other way around. Many breeds with white feathers lay brown eggs. So the colour of the hen's feathers is irrelevant.
It turns out that eggshell colour is genetically predetermined. Each breed of chicken lays eggs of a certain colour. And you can actually tell what colour eggs a hen will lay by looking at her ears. You can see these chickens' earlobes here on the side of their faces. Hens with white earlobes lay light-coloured eggs, and hens with red earlobes lay brown eggs. At least, that's usually the case, because as so often in nature, the exception proves the rule. And on some smaller chicken farms, you can even find hens whose eggs are neither brown nor white, or even cream.
Thank you. Overboiled. Over easy. Sunny side up. Over hard. Omelette. Scrambled. Soft boiled. Hard boiled.
Or parsley and chopped scallions. And then for as another idea, you could put in cream and some cheese. So there we've got another tablespoon of cream and then some Swiss cheese right on top of it. And another idea is you could just put in some very nice tomato sauce. And if your sauce is nicely flavored, you don't need any salt or pepper around with the egg.
He's coming in the... See that the egg has just begun to film and set on the bottom of the mold. You probably can't see in that one because it's white. I should have left this glass one, and you could have seen the egg gradually beginning to set there. And then another thing you can do is you can cook them in muffin tins. This is just a plain ordinary muffin tin, which I've buttered heavily. And these are very nice if you want to use them.
Lunch or dinner. So today I'm going to show you my favourite way to cook eggs, scrambled and fried. I'll start the fried egg first and then I'll go straight to the scrambled egg. So gently heat that pan, just gently. If you start cracking eggs into a cold pan, whatever pan it is, it's going to stick. So get some heat in there, okay? I like to start with a tiny drop, just a tiny drop of oil, literally just a touch, and then from there a little knob of butter. Now, butter goes in, and before I do anything else, melt that butter. Turn the heat down. Season that butter so my egg's seasoned underneath. Touch of salt, touch of pepper. Get my egg, crack it on a flat surface, and then literally drop it down, open it up, and crack that into the pan. Now, back onto the heat, generate a touch of your heat, nice and gentle, and just gently shake that. And that helps that non-stick to work its magic. Now, look at it, it's starting to blister and bubble, the heat's getting in. I'll turn the heat back down now. Now, hear that noise? That's the chef's dream. Let that blister on the outside. But look, gently move it. I like a touch of chili flake on my fried egg. Just a touch. And then what I do now, it's literally get the butter, shake that gently, and just baste the egg whites around the yolk. And look, that helps cook. Sometimes without raw egg white around the yolk, it's uncomfortable. And the best way is to take a spoon and just baste your egg. And look, that blistering is beautiful. And look, bring it onto a cold surface, that'll help separate, and then underneath, If you want your eggs over easy, you flip that. I like my yolk really nice and runny. Shake, shake, shake. Now, when we come to serve, spatula, drain off your egg. Beautiful. Eggs. Now, the secret of any good scrambled egg is in stopping the eggs from overcooking. We never whisk our eggs before we cook them. It turns the whole thing grainy. 2, 4, 6 beautiful whole eggs. Now, we go onto the stove. From there, I take a couple of knobs of butter. On with the heat. Spatula, and we start stirring. And the most important part here now, okay, is breaking up those eggs. As you can see, I'm using the plastic scraper, and the beautiful thing about this Hexlab pan is you can see how clean I'm wiping around, bringing the eggs back down into the mixture. So I'm on the heat now. I've got no seasoning in there, okay. I'm starting to generate the heat. You can see the eggs starting to cook. I'm 60 seconds on. I come off now. I clean down the side of my pan. I whisk it back in. And there is a secret, making sure that you're folding everything from that pan, cleaning the sides. And so I've got maximum yield on the eggs. I'm off for 30 seconds. I go back on. I turn the gas down and we whisk. Look at the eggs, how quick that's cooked. They come off. I fold them in. Now to stop them from overcooking, a little touch of creme fraiche. In we go. Fold that in. And now is the moment I start to season my eggs. The creme fraiche cools my scrambled eggs down. Lightly season. The gas is off. I've still got that heat inside my pan, but the eggs are light.
Fried egg is an egg cooked in fat, but it also has to have brown, crispy edges. The secret to the best fried eggs is knowing how to control your temperature and using lots of butter. Simple. First thing I want to do is get everything I need laid out. I don't want to be running around the kitchen because fried eggs don't take that long. And if I have to run to get a spatula, it's going to get overcooked and burnt. Time to fry. Heat. First thing I'm going to do is add just a little bit of butter to kind of grease my pan up. And before I put the eggs in, just want to make sure that I coat the bottom of my pan with butter. We're going to put more butter in later just to baste the egg. But for now, I'm just going to start it out in a little bit of butter. I'm going to wait for the butter to sizzle a little. Listen, most people don't understand that. You're using all of your senses in the kitchen. Sometimes you need to listen.
Soft-boiled eggs at 5 minutes. While our eggs are cooking, we need to prep an ice bath. The reason we need an ice bath is to quickly stop the cooking process, because when anything comes off the heat, it's going to continue cooking, and eggs are so sensitive and delicate that we need to shock them right away with this cold bath. Our timer says they've been going for almost exactly 5 minutes, which means I can go ahead and pull the first two of our eggs. These should be perfectly soft-boiled. Now, if you want a medium-boiled egg, those are going to take 7 minutes, so we'll wait a bit more for those to finish up. Exactly 7 minutes, so these can come out, which means our medium-boiled eggs are done. At this point here, we don't want these to cook much more, so that cold water is going to do the opposite of what our boiling water was doing. And when our timer goes off, those hard-boiled eggs should be done as well. Once we've waited a couple minutes for our eggs to cool down, I'm going to show you what all of these different eggs should look like on the inside. Here we have our soft-boiled eggs, then our medium, and then our hard. First, for our soft-boiled eggs, the white should be set, but that yolk inside should be nice and runny. So to open this one, I'll crack all the way around the egg and then take off his little hat. And if I scoop inside, you should see this beautiful runny yolk with that egg white set all throughout. What's really fun with an egg like this is you can kind of mix it up in its own shell. And if you finish it with just a touch of salt and a little fresh cracked pepper, you've got this beautiful, almost fluffy, frothy, yolky bite.
Cook. Again, set it in a pan of water and then butter it very, very heavily because you want to be able to unmold it. Particularly butter it heavily on the bottom and then break your egg in. And you want that again to set on the bottom before it goes into the oven. And if you're doing any either molded eggs or these eggs en cocotte or baked in ramekins ahead of time, you can get this first part of it done, of the egg set into its pan, and then set it aside and then put it in the oven. And these would go into a 375 degree oven and will cook for about 6 or 7 minutes. And then when here are the eggs in ramekin, when they're done in 6 or 7 minutes, you want to be sure that you don't overdo them, because if you overdo them, they're hard. So that you look at them, say, in 6 minutes, and then they should shake. Oh, the egg should shake a little tiny bit in its cocotte, and it will continue cooking just a little bit when it's done. And so that you don't want to overdo it at this point. And then again, if you want to do these ahead of time, you can take them out of the oven and leave them in their pan of hot water. and they will stay warm for a little while. But after you have done it, done them, you can set all of these in a bowl of water and just set it uncovered in the refrigerator. And when you're ready to use it, then you can put them in a bowl of hot salted water, just as you would a poached egg. And then to serve them, you can use these molded eggs in any way that you would use poached eggs. And you can make perfectly elegant little first course entrees with them.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And what do you have here?
I have an ostrich egg here, and we're doing an egg extravaganza today. All types of egg cooking.
That's exciting.
Great eggs.
And a tiny sweat egg, huh? How are you going to open this?
Well, we're going to try this. Whoa.
That's what we are cooking today. We're cooking together and we're cooking eggs.
And we're going to start with scrambled eggs.
That's a good idea.
I'll do it the home cook way and you do it the fast pro way.
Okay.
Well, I'll start.
Okay, we'll start with you then. How many eggs do you... Are we doing one portion here? Two, three eggs?
I'll do three eggs.
Right. Maybe I'll break mine too.
You have a different system than I do.
Yeah, I'll break it flat.
I think it's more fun to do it with one hand, but then you...
That's true, but I don't like to break it here. I break it here.
I'm going to put a little bit of salt in there.
A bit of pepper.
Here's a little pepper.
So far, we are in unison here.
Yeah.
We're doing the same eggs.
Remember when I first started out at the Cordon Bleu, my old chef, Monsieur Bunier, said, "Now, who's going to make the scrambled eggs?" And I said, "Je."
Je.
And of course, I did it far too hard. It could still be done much sooner than I. I meant to keep a little bit of egg in the bowl.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
What?
This is the old style, to put a bit of the raw egg at the end to stop the cooking.
Yeah.
Right.
Or to cream them up.
Right.
I like a softly scrambled egg.
Yes, I do too, actually.
So I went to some fast food place and I said I wanted softly scrambled eggs. And they were just like hard nuggets.
Uh-huh. So you're going to go slowly there with the spatula?
Very slowly to make kind of just a broken custard.
All right, so I'm going to start mine.
So mine will take 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, it's true. For mine, it's not going to take as long. I'm going to steal a little piece of your butter here. I like to do it in a deeper pan like this and with a whisk. Sometimes people do it in a bain-marie, actually, slowly, to prevent. And the idea, of course, in the French style is to cook them very, very fast, for me, with the smallest possible curd so that they don't toughen. And we're going to do a garnish with it, so.
Are you going to put garlic in it?
No, no, a garnish.
Oh.
A garnish. No garlic, no.
Oh, I know how he loves garlic.
So, I do. Actually, I have a little bit of garlic in my tomato, to tell you the truth. So here we go, 3 eggs. here, I'm going to use as a garnish some fresh tomato. I'm going to put some crouton with it and some chives. Are you garnishing your eggs? Oh, they're going out well there. That's
yes,
nice.
But very slowly.
Yes, but I'm interested in seeing the difference, you know, in testing them this way and the other way. You see, here I have a lot of heat, which continue. Then, so we'll stop the heat a little bit by putting a dash of cream in it, or fresh butter, so that it stops the cooking. I put salt, pepper in it. And I'm ready to put a little bit of my sauce here. I like to put it in the middle and actually spraying it out this way. Then we put the scrambled eggs, which you will see are very soft. Maybe a little bit of chives on top. Those are croutons just done with a little
really
bit
like
of oil.
A luncheon dish, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in France, very often we serve egg like that as a dish, you know?
Yes, you never serve eggs for breakfast.
No, not very often.
They're well, mine are done. They're nice and soft, and to make them a little softer, I'm going to put a little more
egg in it.
Mm. I think you have to remember, too, that it keeps cooking in the pan.
It does.
And I was going to garnish mine with a little bit of smoked salmon.
Oh, that sounds
very
good. I actually love smoked salmon with eggs.
I do, too.
It goes well together. There are things which really go well with
it. I'm going to borrow a little bit of your chives.
Okay. In the middle, you want it?
Okay. Well, now let's taste them.
Yours are very glossy, soft and...
That's because they're soft.
They have a different taste. That's interesting.
Yes, they do.
You like yours better?
Break this right in half. Look how beautifully cooked this egg is. Use a steel spoon to take the egg out of the shell. It looks like the white is the same doneness as the yolk. So you can serve that. Eat it immediately. Of course, don't forget freshly ground black pepper and some coarse salt. And you can dip your toast right into the yolk. You see the consistency? It's creamy, it's not watery. One of my favorite ways to eat an egg. And now, to eat an egg in an egg cup like that, nice presentation. Again, you can cut the top off with a serrated knife like this and sort of just saw it off. That looks very nice. And again, serve with a little black pepper, a little coarse salt. What a great breakfast. And again, using your little toast soldier, you can just dip right into the yolk like that. A perfectly cooked 4-minute egg. 13 minutes, time to turn off the timer, and remove the eggs. These are our hard-boiled eggs from the hot water. Immerse them immediately in iced water so that they cool off and the cooking process stops. To remove the shells, start at the broad end of the egg, which is generally where the air pocket in the egg is. Older eggs are easier to shell, generally, than freshly laid eggs, because very fresh eggs have a smaller air sac in them. You know that little white membrane that's in the egg? That shrinks as the egg ages. And so peeling a fresh egg can be difficult, but let's see if one of these will peel. Dry it off. And then start at the broad end, and with the back of a spoon, just crack the shell. Once you find the little air sac, the eggs are easier to peel. See, that's the little sac that we were talking about. And then just gently, with the side of your thumb, start peeling the egg. You're loosening the membrane with the shell from the nice, shiny, cooked egg inside. Now, hard-boiled eggs in the shell will stay for up to 5 days in the refrigerator. If you're going to peel them, use them as soon as possible. So we'll cut into the egg and we'll see how the yolk looks. Most important is that the yolk still be creamy. That is a gorgeous hard-boiled egg. You see?
It is difficult to make a real good omelette. And there is different type of omelette. I'm going to show you two type of omelette. A kind of country French omelette, which is basically the way we do it in America. And then a classic French omelette. One is not better than the other. It's just a different technique, a different taste, a different look that you have in it. In the first one, I'm doing an omelette with four eggs here. In the first one, salt, dash of pepper. All I'm going to do is to stir it well first and cook it so that I have fairly large curd of egg and slightly brown all around, which is the look and the taste that we want to do country-like. A little piece of butter in there. And I have here a beautiful pan, because that pan doesn't have any corner. You see, it has a beautiful sway. It's a non-stick pan, so it's ideal. It's an omelette pan, actually. Now notice that my eggs, to start with, I have no pieces of egg white hanging. So it's not like you just stir the eggs back and forth. You have to go from one hand to the other to really break it so that you don't have any long piece of egg white. Otherwise, you have those becoming white in the plate, in the skillet as it cooked. So what we do here in the country omelette, let it brown a little bit. See, the eggs, the butter here will be brown a little bit, which in the classic omelette I don't want to brown. So clean up your pan good. And here you don't have to worry too much. You move it occasionally to take the large curd like this, and those large curd replace them by liquid. This will be totally different in the classic French omelette, where I move the mixture very, very fast as I can to have the smallest possible curd. No browning at all, because the browning will toughen the albumin. I want something very tender and very soft in a classic French omelette. In the country style, it's different. Now, how long do you cook it? It's entirely up to you. You can have it slightly wet in the center. I like it a bit wet. I would say that here my omelette is still a little bit wet here, which is the way I like it personally. that I would probably brown it just a minute or so, then kind of fold it in half like this. I would, at that point, maybe put a little piece of extra butter, if I want, in the bottom here to brown the bottom of my omelette. And now I'm ready to invert the omelette. This way here, you change hand, you grab the handle this way, you bang it a little bit to make it slide to the end, and you turn it upside down. You have a nice, beautifully brown omelette. This is a country omelette, but you can see fairly large curd and all this. One way of doing it.
But Jack will do.
Okay, so the eggs are ready here. So I'm putting, this is a 4 ounce. This is about three, four eggs. So I use the bowl of that fork, and we shake it with one hand, trying to scramble it as fast as you can, bringing the skin around. The important part of the omelette is now, when I shake this, and bring this to the end here. All of the eggs is there, so that I don't have one layer and I'm rolling a carpet. So all of this here, you want to bring your fork around, bring back that skin here, nicely. You want a kind of half moon here. And then that lip here, you want to bang on this side to make it go on itself. Yeah, this is about 3 eggs, a bit smaller than I do usually. Then you change hand. You want to bang it here so that it comes totally to the edge so that you can invert it.
That's beautiful.
Nicely. It should be probably a bit more pointed at the end. Like this, but as you can see, a very, very soft.
You can serve it just like that or you can
just
fill
like
it.
That.
Now we're going to show different.